Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Leighton Branding. I'm your host, John Robert Gallagher, and today I'll be talking about faceted navigation. That is, trying to sort of create a better sense of navigation for your website or for your app, and thinking about the complexities of building a navigation menu. All right, so once again, welcome back to Leighton Branding, everybody. So, as I get started, I want to define what faceted navigation actually is to give us a better understanding of what I mean. I'm not actually talking about just general navigation structure. That's for earlier episodes that I've already done, and it's fairly straightforward in terms of menu creation and trying to make a straightforward reading path, which I also talked about in the last episode. Rather, faceted navigation or guided navigation is sort of a search engine optimized term, and I'm going to actually use a definition from A List Apart, issue 304 here. I'm just going to quote from them. The faceted navigation model leverages metadata fields and values to provide users with visible options for clarifying and refining queries. Faceted navigation is arguably the most significant search innovation of the past decade. It features an integrated incremental search and browser experience that lets users begin with a classic keyword search and then scan a list of results. It also serves up a custom map that provides insights into the content and its organization and offers a variety of useful next steps. So, in other words, what exactly is faceted navigation? Well, it's the attempt to create a list like you have with Google or EBSCOhost, and it's trying to create some sort of query function so that you can refine your search based upon a set of keywords or a set of qualifications. The most common one that we run into is when we're trying to refine search results by time, and so you can adjust a little bar. You know, I want only the search results from 2001 to 2017 or whatever it happens to be. I want only results from the 1990s. And to give a little bit just reiteration of what faceted navigation actually is, it's a process by which you can fundamentally change your results, refine your results. So anytime you have a navigation bar that offers a set of results that you can refine down, that you can reverse engineer or try and alter the search results based on a query of something. So let me use another example. So let's say that you are searching for a particular type of blog post, and you just search in for some sort of food blog, but then you want to search those results by, let's say, sushi making blogs or something along those lines. You just keep faceting down your results or refining down your results, and the creation of that navigation function is faceted navigation. And so now, let me talk about the importance of faceted navigation. Faceted navigation is important to include in your website or in your app so that people can find and search through a wide variety and body of content. So this isn't necessarily for people who might only have 10 pieces of content, but for people who have 100 or 200 or even 500, you know, blogs that have 1,000 posts or YouTube channels that have 200 or 300 videos, you need to be able to create some sort of faceted navigation or at least make use of your faceted navigation from whatever website host you're using. So most of the time, people who are using YouTube or Facebook or businesses that are using Twitter or something along those lines, faceted navigation comes sort of usually within the website architecture. If you want to create it, you have to do a little bit of JavaScript. But the fundamental important aspect of faceted navigation is not actually creating the faceted navigation, but is actually creating the keyword function that you're going to use around your content. So right now, I'm going to briefly talk about the importance of tagging and keywording all of your content within your site or app. Faceted navigation will ultimately allow your users to retrieve your information, which makes you have to think about how they're going to get it. So I like to think about faceted navigation. My metaphor that I like to use is fishing. So you have to think about how your users are going to fish, what kind of bait they're going to attach to their rod or their string. And so You have to use the keywords that you think your audience is going to enter in when they're trying to use the facet navigation of, let's say, YouTube, if you're a YouTube channel. So you have to think and tag every content with the keywords that you want. And I usually recommend 7 to 10 keywords per piece of content. And like all of the other episodes, I will always recommend updating and revising those keywords as your website or your app continues to evolve, grow, and expand. Now, once you've decided on those 7 to 10 keywords, that's sort of the bait that you think the audience is going to use, then what you can do is, using your site's analytics, follow how the audience gets there and follow what kinds of pieces of content they go through. So follow their, what it's called in the industry, the drill down pattern. And so when you can identify the drill down pattern, then you go through and revise the keywords based upon what kind of posts or whatever kinds of content are being visited most often from the previous kinds of posts that people are coming from. So you try to do associative keywords. And it takes a lot of time to develop that keyword association, but eventually you learn to identify specific kinds of patterns of keywords, and then you can continuously revise and update from there on out. Now, the other thing that I want to say before I sort of end this brief episode is, why is facet navigation important to include for your audience? Now, there's a lot of different ways you could say this. One is that it improves the conversion rate. So people tend to buy more things with facet navigation. So there is an economic aspect to facet navigation that's important to consider. It helps online businesses to get customers to buy the product that they're looking for. Now, that's sort of the business application, and I just wanted to explicitly say that because I think it's an important part. Now, the broader, more important, more ethical issue and why we should include facet navigation is because it allows your audience to find the content that they're looking for. It allows them to better search the broad wealth of content or ecosystem of your website. In other words, it makes your website more accessible. And making things more accessible allows you to get your message across to more people. And in that sense, facet navigation is an ethical consideration as well as a business consideration. So, once again, if you'd like to get into contact with me, my email is johnrgallagher@gmail.com. My Twitter handle is @MirrorSophistry. That's @MirrorSophistry. Once again, this has been Latent Branding, everybody. Thanks for listening.